Good morning, Bill O'Reilly.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
It could be worse. Back, Bill. Could be worse. Could be a lot worse, Bill O'Reilly. Listen, one of the things I read your – I saw, actually, the interview with Bernard Goldberg. You talked about the root cause of crime. And Bernard Goldberg pointed it out, which was, well, you tell us about it, because they everybody's avoiding it. They're calling the crime problem gun violence, gun violence. Well, the Asian lady who died at the Canal Street subway station, she finally died. She was in a coma for like 2 weeks. The guy who killed her didn't use a gun. The lady who had her walker stolen up in Harlem, the handicapped lady, the 60-something-year-old handicapped lady that got beat with a frying pan, they didn't use a gun. We have a human problem, and there's a root cause of that. And Bernard Goldberg laid it out. What was that, Bill?
Well, the society that we live in, all of us in America, has become more brutal since the disintegration of the family. And that happens in all ethnicities, all skin colors, but it is most prominent in African-American precincts, whereas the father, in many cases, abandons the family, and the mother can't handle the young males once they get to be 12, 13 years old, physically can't handle it. And a lot of these children feel rage. And I talked about that with John Katz on Monday. So the discussion was, well, how could any human being beat an elderly woman in a walker, steal her stuff, including the walker? How could anyone do that? And the answer is rage, R-A-G-E. Mm. So if you're a small child and you are deprived from the time your conscience, the time you know what's going on in the world, you're going to be angry. Mm. Now, this is not an excuse. This is a root cause, as you just asked me. So the disintegration of the family leads to alienation of children, and that leads to rage that gets out of control. That's it. That's all.
That's it.
So
right.
society, this is Cuomo, de Blasio, Cy Vance, and the other DAs, their obligation is not to rehabilitate these children. They can't do that. They're politicians, okay? Their obligation is to protect the elderly lady in the walker, period, 100%.
Yeah, sure.
They have no obligation to community police or to put a social worker in the back of a police car to answer a call. These things should be done, but they have to be done by adjacent agencies. And we have lost sight of this in New York. And I listed last night on the No Spin News 12 cities that have been destroyed, and I mean that literally, by progressive leadership, which refuses to do its elementary job, its fundamental job. And that is protect innocent people from these people who have rage. And they don't care if they kill you or hurt you or maim you. They don't care if you're a child or if you're elderly. As I told John Katz, if you go to a prison and you interview these people, their most common phrase is, I don't give an F.
Mm. Right. Callous disregard of life. Yeah.
Yep. True. So we had a nice little back and forth here just now, Bernie and I, on this latest COVID scare. And it doesn't matter what he believes, what I believe, but we want your opinion. I was just reading something in the New York Times. I saw it on television where they stated that this new variant has New Yorkers, quote unquote, scared again. Do you think that the folks, for the most part, learned their lesson after what we went through last year? Or do you think, because of the media bias and political bias as well, that the same folks could be scared all over again?
Okay, so let's break this down. It's a lot going on here. It's complicated. It's not the analysis I just gave you on violent crime and disintegration of families. Number one, you have a vicious virus. Everyone knows that, and it is something that has to be taken seriously. Now, I have a friend who will not acknowledge that. I'm not going to lose the friendship, but I refuse to discuss the situation.
So you think the Delta variant is a real deal, that this is very, very serious still? That's what you think?
Yes. Okay. Any offshoot of COVID is dangerous. particularly to people who have weakened immune systems, and you may not even know you have that. However, the good news is that the vaccines, Moderna and Pfizer, protect better than 90% from all of this variant stuff. So if you're vaxxed, you're in pretty good shape. And the other good news is that children under the age of 13 or 14 are not real susceptible to any COVID. And if they get it, it'll be mild. So then we now segue into the politicization of COVID. So the far left, the progressive movement, wants control over the American people. That's where you start. You can't have socialism. You can't have equity in race. You can't have any of that until you control a population. COVID is an opening. So the central government in Washington or Albany, wherever it may be, can control your actions, can force you to do things. Wear a mask, not come out of the house, shut your business down, not go to school, whatever it may be. This empowers the federal government, and the only way to get socialism and to get this new world order that the progressives want is for the government to have that kind of power, which is why you see within 30 seconds of the CDC coming out with some incomprehensible statement nobody could understand, Kamala Harris whipping on the mask and demanding that anyone in her presence wear a mask. That's insane. Kamala Harris is vaxxed, so are the reporters who cover her. But she did it to send a signal. And the signal is, you obey. You, the American citizen, obey. Unfortunately, people rebel against that, but they rebel against it in a way that says, well, I'm not going to get vaccinated. That's foolish. And that does not protect people you may love. It doesn't protect yourself, obviously. So the overreaction to the Kamala Harris is, and the, you know, Biden's so befuddled, he doesn't even know what, he thinks Delta variant is a flight to Atlanta.
Yeah,
right. Just take JetBlue.
So, yeah, that's your situation now. And now we're in another war over COVID when everybody should be working together and say, yes, this vaccine is effective. We're all going to get it. And the other thing is that the media doesn't report it accurately because they're slamming the right, and they should, for, you know, discounting the reality of COVID, while they ignore that the African-American community is the lowest community in the country on vaccinations. They totally ignore it. Won't report it.
The exact opposite. They say it's a Trump supporter type. Fox News viewers, essentially, is what they're saying.
Yeah, and there is some of that true. But some of that is true, that far-right people, because they don't trust the government, aren't getting vaxxed. But the biggest group is totally ignored by the press.
Right. Exactly right.
So we're sitting here in a country where we wake up every morning and we can't believe anything we hear in the corporate media. You're an idiot if you believe what they're telling you. All right? And then, on the other hand, we're overreacting to situations that put ourselves and others in danger, and we got to wise up here.
Yeah, cases are up, but deaths and hospitalizations are down. To break it down simply, I think Bill O'Reilly, you also wrote at BillO'Reilly.com, and this is not unrelated, I guess, to the rage and the crime problem, a column called Critical of Critical Race Theory, and it was very interesting. Maybe if you don't mind, could you explain a little bit to us right now?
Sure. Now, critical race theory is another adjutant of the progressive movement to control the population. And in order to do that, you have to break down American traditions. You have to tell children you really shouldn't respect your country because your country is essentially evil. It was based on white people exploiting black people, and it still extends to this day. So the Pledge of Allegiance, the flag, the Olympics, you don't really need that. What you need is to give us, progressive movement, power to change all this. All right? Because you're respecting your country on a false narrative. Country's bad. It's not good. It's not noble. That's critical race theory.
Yep.
That's what it is. So these loons in academia who they're, you know, their fondest wish is to be accepted by other loons. I'm writing a column that'll be filed Sunday called The Woke Club. They want to be in the club.
Yeah.
I mean, they, everybody wants to be more woke than the other person. So these loons, they tell, we're going to tell the six-year-olds how bad their country is. Well, not my six-year-old. No, sir.
Nope.
I'm not going to do it.
Nope.
And if every American felt the way as strongly as I do, there wouldn't be anybody in the public schools.
I want to see Bill O'Reilly at those school boards screaming at these administrators.
That's what we need.
We ain't having this.
Bill, we have less than a minute to go. One of your students was on this show about an hour ago talking about his very successful book, and we asked him about his mentor, Bill O'Reilly. We want you to hear this. Here is what your student had to say.
Bill, I'm sorry I knocked you out of the top spot for the New York Times list.
What? Well, wait a second.
What kind of nice message is that?
And by the way,
no, I love Bill, and Bill knows I love him, and I wrote some very nice things about him and how I saved the world. And I owe everything to Bill, because as he said, I was bothering everybody inside the office. So he had to send me out to the streets to bother everybody outside. And that's how he came up with Waters World. And I owe everything to the guy.
There you have it, Bill. He owes everything to you, Jesse Waters. How about that?
I feel like Victor Frankenstein.
Look what you created. You are.
Created a monster. We got to get the Burgermeister and everybody with torches to put an end to this.
Hey, that's funny. Hey, not a bad creation there.
No, not
Frankie.
Bad at all.
Not bad at all.
You're fighting the Bill Wall Street here, Bill O'Reilly. You put some very, very good, fine people to work. Hey, great job as always today. Thank you so much. And we'll do this again next week and listen tonight at 9. Thank you so much.
Okay, guys. Have a good weekend.
You too. The great Bill O'Reilly. Check him out at 9 o'clock tonight.